We did one of the most important surahs in the Quran, Surah Baqarah. And Surah Baqarah has its unique spiritual strength. And of course, in every rakah, we read Surah Fatiha. And as you are fully aware, the Surah Fatiha has special significance. In fact, it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah that if you don't read Surah Fatiha, especially if you don't read it intentionally in your salah, then your salah does not go through. That is how valuable the Surah Fatiha is. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعٌ مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. The Quran also talks about the seven most repeated ayah. And the seven most repeated ayah is Surah Fatiha. In fact, it comes in Mishkat Sharif, if I'm not mistaken, where the Sahabi or the individual read Surah Fatiha on a sick person and that individual got cured. Now, if I read Surah Fatiha on you or you read it on me, it may not work. And you'll say, but how can you say it works? You have to understand the level of the Iman of the Sahaba or the level of the Iman of the Tabi'een. When they read it with full conviction and yaqeen. That means the eating was halal, the drinking was halal, the sleeping was halal, the interaction was halal, the socializing was halal, every aspect of their life was halal. And then when you read something as blessed as the Surah Fatiha, then inshallah it will have the necessary effect that it's supposed to have. Also in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after Alif Lam Mim, ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is such a book. In it there is absolutely la raib. In absolutely there is no doubt in it. And hudal lil muttaqeen, as far as guidance is concerned, is going to be for that individual that has taqwa. If you don't have taqwa, taqwa actually is a very simple word with a very simple meaning with very broad implications. Simple word with a simple meaning with very broad implications. Muttaqeen means doing the right thing at the right time when you are supposed to do what needs to be done. That's it. And every individual's problem is linked to this given situation, where we do things that are right at the wrong time, the wrong thing at the time that we wish to do it, rather than the appropriate time if it is a wrong thing. In other words, once you play with that system of doing the right thing at the right time, or doing the right thing at the wrong time, or whatever combination you wish to use, then you will affect the outcome of that given situation. That's why Allah says it very beautifully. I mean, this book is magnificent in what it says. Hudal lil muttaqin. Guidance is only for the one does the right thing in the right time, in the right manner, and inshallah with the right network. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah says also that one of the signs of iman is that you believe in the unseen, you establish your salah, and you give in the path of Allah what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm not ashamed to use something as small as a fly or a mosquito as an example. Now if you look at a mosquito, it doesn't look like something that is very complicated. But ask anyone to create a mosquito. Hardly anyone can. You may say you never want to create one. That's a separate issue. But we cannot create one, and nor as a society we can get rid of it. And anyone that knows biology, if you got rid of the mosquito, you will introduce at times new problems. So Allah knows why He has created even the mosquito. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Allah is not ashamed of giving simple examples. You and I, we need to give fancy examples. I live in this certain area of Beverly Hills, we'll say. Or I drive a certain car that I got from a certain dealer in California, Newport Beach, whatever it is. We have to use all these things to impress. Allah says, I don't need to impress anybody with anything. My examples sometimes are lofty and sometimes they are very simple. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ. Those individuals that believe in Allah and wish to follow the Quran, follow what Allah has sent down, they understand guidance from Allah. And those that don't wish to believe, مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ. They keep on saying, What does Allah intend with these examples? Why does Allah talk about the mosquito? Why does Allah talk about gold and silver? Why does Allah talk about this? What does Allah mean by that? And they go into a philosophical discussion as if they are very smart. Allah says, يُضِلُّ بِي كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِي كَثِيرًا. I allow many to go misguided, and I allow many to be on the path of guidance. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِي إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. And the only ones that are going to be misguided are the fasiqs. Remember, you know what Allah is saying here? Allah did not say, He did not say that you will be not guided except if you are a disbeliever. No, He did not say that. Just by being a fasiq, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Who is a fasiq? A fasiq is the one that transgresses. That's a fasiq. For example, intentionally coming late for salah, or missing the Fajr Salah, for example, without any valid reason whatsoever. Taking part in shady dealings, interacting in an inappropriate way, whatever it may be. That once you become a fasiq, it says, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Then you will become very difficult for you to gain your guidance. So one way to gain guidance is to remove ourselves from various types of fisk. And the simple definition of fisk will be transgressing or doing that which we are not supposed to do. Thereafter, Allah SWT, of course, in continuing, talks about, for example, the Jews. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu dhurna wasma'u. Allah is saying something very simple. When you go into this certain place, then do not say ra'ina. Do not say this word ra'ina. وَقُولُ انظُرْنَا وَاسْمَعُوا. Your job is very simple. In other words, listen. So instead of not saying what Allah did not want them to say, or say what Allah wanted them to say, they went and did the exact opposite of that. Allah, by this example, is telling you and I that when I tell you to say something or do something, then that's what I expect of you. And to do things in a way that is opposite of that will create embarrassment and disgrace for yourself at times, and those around you as well. So inshallah, hopefully tomorrow we'll talk a little more about Surah Baqarah, but I think this suffices for now, with a simple message being that let's not continue transgressing now that it's the blessed month of Ramadan. Let us go towards good deeds. Let us ask for continual forgiveness. Let us abstain from that which is impure and incorrect. As the one ayah that was read, fasting is nothing new. It was given to previous people and is given to you and I as well. For one purpose. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So we may be able to distinguish from right from wrong, and we may have a consciousness and a continual consciousness in doing, inshallah, that which is correct. May Allah SWT help us and guide us at all times.